Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Friends, how you doing this morning? We're going to turn on the Riverside and we're going to turn on the Zoom 4. These are the two tools I record on. And this is real and this is raw and this is very fresh for me. But I find that as life unfolds, as opposed to creating content, I will document what I'm feeling and what I'm going through. So right now, I'm in the process of working with a therapist. We're looking at some trauma in my history as human beings. We all share this commonality. And we're using EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. So this is a psychotherapy technique that is primarily used to help individuals who are dealing with traumatic memories and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. So the method was developed by Francine Shapiro in the late 1980s. And EMDR is based on the idea that negative thoughts or feelings and behaviors are the result of an unprocessed memory. So the process involves me recalling a very distressful event while simultaneously experiencing a bilateral stimulation. This is typically side-to-side eye movements guided by a therapist. And the bilateral stimulation is believed to mimic the psychological state of rapid eye movement, REM, in sleep, which is associated with processing and integrating memories. There's a lot to unpack there. So I would like to just say that at home, what's happening is I am creating a memory and I am watching a screen in which a ball is bouncing left to right. And I'm tracking this with my eyes while I'm allowing my body to unravel what feels like an unraveling of a memory. I'm getting cues and prompts from a therapist. We're working through these memories in a safe way. I feel very safe. There's different things like safe space and different techniques to downregulate my nervous system. And the process is surrounded by, for me, intense emotional, physical releases of stored memories and trauma. And on the other side of the sessions, I feel 10 pounds lighter. It's incredible. And I want to do a whole podcast on EMDR. And that's not why I wanted to record today. I had a podcast episode. It is called, I just looked it up. It is called Hair Loss and Heartbreak in 1996. So this was a podcast in which I walked through what it was like to lose my hair at 18, to start losing my hair at 18. And I want to frame this for the listeners at home. I will often do solo episodes. I'll walk through the experience of chemotherapy or donating sperm before chemotherapy or some of the surgeries I've done. And it's been an incredibly cathartic experience for me to go through and write out what happened and then to actually read it out loud to myself. That's been very healing. So I assumed that I had worked through these. And it was a relatively like benign emotion. And working with this therapist and doing these very specific scenes, if you will, right? Scenes from these memories. It's been incredible to realize and have a deep knowing what is riding on the undercurrent of my nervous system every day. It affects the decisions I make. It affects the relationships I've had. It affects the way in which I respond to people. It affects how effective I am doing what I do. I think one of the most incredible things are that my pain has driven my purpose in a beautiful way. And in spite of cancer and Lyme and debilitating pain and all these surgeries, I've managed to navigate my way through the world and still do good. And so I'm celebrating myself in this moment. It feels so good to talk about yourself in a loving way. I'm taking a moment to celebrate who I am and celebrate the work that I'm doing. I hope that doesn't seem silly to anybody. It seems it's kind of giggling with joy. And at the same time, why wouldn't I take a few moments to do this every single day? Ladies and gentlemen, biologicalmedicine.org. Don't go there yet. I have a question for you. Are you tired of standing around in this deep knowing that our healthcare system is broken, but we never do anything about it? Well, Biological Medicine for Practitioners is the ultimate hybrid online and in-person certification course designed to help you integrate biological medicine or biomed into your practice. So, unlike traditional medicine that often focuses on treating symptoms, biomed treats the whole body, addressing root cause of illness through three pillars, that is detoxification and drainage, nutrition, and immune building. This approach is truly patient-centered and yields exceptional results. So in this comprehensive course, you will apply foundational knowledge and hands-on experience with the latest diagnostic technologies and therapies, including bioelectrical impedance analysis, heart rate variability testing, pulse electromagnetic field. I know this sounds like it was created just for Freddie, but this is your chance to become a pioneer in the field of biomed. This is for healthcare and wellness professionals, all the way from doctors to personal trainers. I want you to go to biologicalmedicine.org and look for the Enroll Now button. And if you use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN, you'll receive the Intro to Biological Medicine for free. That's a $200 value. Friends, let's go do this. This is our time to seize the day. Join the biomed and help create a real paradigm shift in the way we deliver results for our patients. Let's do this. You and I share a commonality. We have made it through 100% of our most difficult days. So I would like to do a breath with you. Let's breathe in for four. Out for four. Hand on your heart. I love you. So, this specific memory, I had some profound epiphanies. I'm going to take you to that scene in which I was 1996. I'm 18 years old. I am so excited to not only be in college, but to be starting my life. I'm in a school that has a great training program for music theater and the vocal arts and acting, which I'm very passionate about, SUNY Fredonia. And I'm even cast in some shows right away. And just everything feels so good. And I had a day where I got out of the shower one day. And for context, I had this long, beautiful blonde hair, just like Brad Pitt. Beautiful. Like think Legends of the Fall, Brad Pitt. And I combed through my hair and I just had this big clump of hair come out in the comb. And it was a moment of shock and trauma and fear. And if you want to listen to the whole episode, which I won't go into, you should. It's Hair Loss and Heartbreak in 1996. Hair Loss and Heartbreak in 1996. And the reality was the pain and the suffering, I didn't allow myself to feel sadness in that moment. I felt shame. I was filled with fear and a lot of self-loathing came up in re-examining this memory through EMDR. And what I was able to do is see that frame, that still frame, and go talk to that version of myself and work out the maladaptive response. It was incredible. So for years and years and years, at every dinner table, at every party, at every concert, I had this incredible sense of self-loathing about how I looked, my physical appearance, and the loss of the hair, that physical appearance, to me, it meant that my dreams would never come true, that I would never be a Broadway performer, that I was never going to be a leading man, that everything that I dreamed of was taken away from me, and it was out of my control, and I couldn't fix it. I prayed and prayed and prayed I could fix it. Now, I know that may seem silly to some people, but at 18, it was my world. And I didn't talk to anybody about it. I didn't reach out for help. I just held the shame in my tissues. That was 18 years old. At 21 years old, I woke up one morning with full body rheumatoid arthritis and pain. And at 26 years old, I was diagnosed with cancer. In this EMDR therapy, I felt the weight and I felt the suffering and I felt the pain. And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that my body had parked those feelings in my tissue. And that's why I struggled with chronic illness. That's why I got cancer. That's why I'm a perfect terrain, or I'm a perfect field for Lyme disease. And I got to make that repair. In this 40-minute session, I got to go in and work with my 18-year-old self, and my 46-year-old self had to have a conversation. We got to have a conversation. My psyche, my mental, emotional intuition got to repair that maladaptive response. And in that 18-year-old self, I got to go around and I got to tell people that I was sad. I got to tell my sweet mates that I was hurting. I got to tell my girlfriend at the time, Olivia, how heartbroken and how I felt these incredible feelings of less than and lack and self-loathing. And then it has nothing to do with her, but these were the feelings. And everybody in this memory, they had also grown up and they were compassionate and they hugged me and they allowed me to cry. We went in the suite room and my freshman suite room, we cried together and they were empathetic and they were kind and they listened. I never entertained the idea that that could have happened at that time, that I could have shared how much hurt I was holding in my body and I kept it inside. Now, maybe people would have said, oh, Freddie, you're being silly. Maybe they would have made fun of me for the hair loss, which was my worst fear. Maybe they would have not wanted to be friends with me. Maybe my girlfriend would have broke up with me, but I don't know. And I choose to create a story and I lived it out without anybody else's participation. So I created my reality. But the fact that in this session, I could go back and when I made that repair, when I told people what I was feeling, when I shared my hurt, I was allowed to feel sadness. And I had these incredible waves of crying and grief and shaking. Muscles in my chest and my back and my jaw started to shake and release. And then through a safe process of stepping down and continuing the conversation with Freddie's 18-year-old self and my 46-year-old self, I integrated those two bodies, and the memory doesn't hold the same charge. And right after the session, it's been my guidance and instruction to go move my body in a gentle, soft way. I put on some nice Trevor Hall, and I do some yoga, some gentle movement, and I integrate that experience. And I'm telling you, I stepped outside, and the colors are different. I stepped outside and the sunshine hit my arm and there was a deep warming. And I was like, have I ever felt the sun in that way? Everything changed in 45 minutes. And this continues to be my experience. So A, I love to share. B, I had this incredible epiphany that that 18-year-old self that thought he was robbed of his dreams and his goals and everything that was beautiful that he wanted, my 46-year-old self got to tell him, Freddie, you were in the Broadway tour of Phantom of the Opera. Freddie, you've started a hit podcast. You have almost 200 episodes. Freddie, you speak all over the world and so many people have reached out to you and said, thank you for what you do. You've inspired me. I'm a better human being because of me hearing your message. Freddie, you've moved through metastatic cancer, Lyme disease. You're incredibly on a level of incredible functionality. You have an amazing job. You're surrounded with amazing friends. You've had incredible relationships. You've traveled the world. And the 18-year-old, again, he was crying with joy because the things I got to tell him, they were beyond anything he could have imagined. It was such a beautiful experience. And I wish for you the deburdening or the letting go of what you carry around. So I think I'm complete. I hope this finds you well. I hope you are finding a way to move through life with ease and grace and calling in these learning experiences with that timbre. Lessons from the universe with ease and grace. I love you so much. This is the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'll speak with you soon. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a break from the show and allow me to get up on a soapbox. I want to spotlight Silver Biotics Wound Gel. This is a product that is an antimicrobial layer that helps with cuts, lacerations, skin irritations, and first and second degree burns. So it utilizes Silver Sol technology, which we've talked about. This is the ability to steal electrons from pathogens, making it more effective in the body. So the company has substantiated its claims with 420 independent studies, as well as 60 patents pending on this groundbreaking tech. So I endorse it because it works, but also due to the extensive research and scientific validation the company has done. So in an independent in vitro report, this is very important, we compared Armor Gel to seven other similar skincare products, such as triple antibiotic ointment, the standard of care. The study focused on the kill rate for MRSA, VRE, E. coli, pathogens responsible for severe emergency room infections. Within a four-hour window, Armor Gel completely neutralized the pathogens, and this was a feat that was unmatched by any other product in the study. So the Silver Biotics Wound Gel stands out not only for its performance, but actually its price point. So this is a must-have for moms, for coaches, nurses, doctors, anybody concerned about the body's largest organ, the skin. And in today's environment, I just saw a fact where MRSA infections are up 35% since 2020. This is crucial. So we just need to be prepared. Don't wait for an emergency room trip. This is something to have in your cupboard. It's under $20 and you get 30% off using the code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN at checkout. This company is giving this to you at cost by using this code. And they are not only a sponsor of the podcast, but they are friends. And I support what they're doing in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and please leave us a review. 5 stars if you loved it. And before you leave, there is one big way you can continue the learning and the deepening of this relationship we started in this very episode. You can go to beautifullybroken.world and check out our brand new website store. Listed are all the wellness technologies, the supplements, the educational courses that I love and I personally use. Most of them offer significant discounts just by using the link or the discount code, which is normally Beautifully Broken, and they do support the podcast through affiliations. Now, we have a brand new feature. If you want to see the beautiful faces of our guests and watch me unbox and review products, you can head over to our new YouTube channel, Beautifully Broken World. I do have to tell you, our OnlyFans page is under construction, so stand by for that. This last announcement is from my vast team of internet lawyers. The information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat any medical condition in yourself or others, and you're always going to consult your physician for any medical issues that you may be having. My closing, the world is shifting. We need you at your very best. So please take the steps to always be upgrading. Remember, while life can be painful, putting the pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel. Big love.